Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
We have another sale of a catalog of music. Is this the biggest price tag for this any of these, Dean?
Yeah, this is the biggest sale of any group's music catalog. It is the group Queen, and it sold to Sony Music for $1.25 billion. $1.25 billion, the largest acquisition ever. The only revenue that is not included in this deal would be from the live performances from singer Adam Lambert and the original founding members of the group Queen, who are still out touring. So they can still go out. They can still use their own music, and that is not affected by this. But anytime you hear a Queen song in a commercial from now on, and, you know, used in a movie in any way, cha-ching for Sony Music. They're the ones that will be benefiting from that.
And they now own the likeness rights to Queen, too, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's included, yeah.
Let's talk about this story regarding Jennifer Hudson. This is really unbelievable what she's revealing as she opened up about a major family revelation.
Yeah, she went on a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. And I was talking about, you know, growing up in Chicago and her parents and her siblings. It turns out that she's got a lot more siblings than just her sister that we had known about before. She revealed that her father had 26 other children. So a total of 27 children for Jennifer Hudson's dad. She has known about this for quite some time, since she was 16 years old. And she says that her dream is to get all of her siblings together for the holidays. That's never happened yet so far. Said that she has met about seven of them, though. But she says of the 27, she's the baby of the family.
And now we're hearing from Justin Timberlake, aren't we? He's coming to Chicago soon, right?
Yeah, he'll be here tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Hopefully someone will drive him to the United Center to do his shows. He's got shows tomorrow night and Saturday night at the United Center. Those are all still on. The news yesterday was that he returned to New York City from the Hamptons, where that's where he got the DWI on Tuesday morning. He'll be back there on July 26th for a court hearing on all of that. But yesterday he returned to New York City via a driver. Somebody actually drove him back down to New York, which is not a terrible idea. Even, you know, with whatever it was that happened on Tuesday morning, he said he only had one martini. You know, a lot of people are just getting Ubers now these days. If they go out and, you know, have a couple of drinks, you know, used to be in the old days, there would be a designated driver. Now you just call an Uber. And if you're Justin Timberlake, you probably have your own private driver generally anyway. But all of this Justin Timberlake talk this week got me thinking about the archive that we have of the many interviews that I've done with him over the years. So we went back to 2011. I think this was the second time that I actually interviewed him. It was for a movie that's called In Time, whose premise was if you only had 3 minutes, you knew that you only had 3 minutes to live, what would you do with those 3 minutes? So back we go to 2011 for this throwback interview with Justin Timberlake.
I would probably take a closer look at my bucket list, you know, and try to, you know, try to live out some of those fantasies, for sure. I mean, this movie for me was like, I feel like if you could put all my boyhood fantasies in the same movie, they're in this movie, you know, shooting guns and kicking bad guys and flipping cars and kissing really hot women. And,
yeah.
It's kind of an awesome job.
It's pretty amazing. What about the pressure for you of being the lead actor for a change?
Yeah. Here it is. I don't know. I feel like you don't, when you're in it and you're working on it, you don't think of it that way. You obviously get used to the experience of being in the spotlight on stage. But I find movie making to be way more collaborative than that, at least for me.
Now, that was the days that he was in the movie The Social Network, the creation of Facebook, in which he was really great.
Mm-hmm.
He was good in this movie. He's actually a really good actor. He's got a couple of good performances that he's got to put in between his concerts and this court date coming up. He's got a performance of a lifetime coming up.
I've never met him, but he has always struck me as a very smart guy.
Yeah, I get that sense from him. Pretty smart, a little mischievous, pretty down to earth. Kid from Memphis, never any issues with him. It was always, very, very nice. When my book finally comes out of who I really hated interviewing it and who I really liked, he will be in the I always liked interview category.
Yeah, I would have guessed that. Dean has an update on the Madonna lawsuit we've been hearing about. What's going on?
This is the lawsuit that was filed in New York. Last December, a couple of fans sued Madonna over her habitually late starting showtimes for her concerts. Anyone who has ever tried to go to a Madonna concert here, New York, any place, the shows always start at least a couple of hours late. You just know that that's going to happen. Well, a couple of people got tired of it. They filed a lawsuit claiming false advertising because the show is advertised to be starting at one time when really it's going to start at a completely different time. For an unknown and mysterious reason, the case was dropped yesterday. Hmm. The plaintiff sent what is called a voluntary dismissal with prejudice. That means that they dropped it, and that means that they cannot refile their claims. The attorney for Madonna says there was no settlement that was involved, just that the lawsuit is now over. It's done, finished, and 2 hours later they'll tell Madonna about it, and they can move on.
I wonder if they slipped those folks who were suing some free tickets to upcoming Madonna shows.
I wonder if there was something like privately on the side like that, or just,
yeah,
I don't know, maybe they just thought they couldn't win. It was too costly to pursue or something. Yeah.
All right, we have celebrity marital news today, and it's nice news, isn't it?
It is. It's a lot of these celebrities make a big deal out of the fact when they get married, and it's all over People magazine. A couple of celebrities managed to get together and get married privately and quietly, and they are singers Nelly and Ashanti, two huge names in music right now. They revealed that they have been married for the last 6 months. They were a couple back in the early 2000s. They broke up in 2013 and then reunited 10 years later, and now they're husband and wife. They're expecting their first child a little bit later on this year.
Give us the update on Ian McKellen.
Ian McKellen just announced this morning that he is not going to be going back on stage, as he very sort of courageously, defiantly said that he would. Earlier this week, he fell off of a stage while he was performing in a play in London, and they rushed him to the hospital. He's okay. And he said that he was going to be back on stage the next day. He was not back on stage the next day. In fact, the theater just about an hour ago announced that he will not be returning to the show. He will be replaced for the remainder of the scheduled performances. But he says that he is scheduled to appear in the national tour of this show in the UK, which is scheduled to begin on July the 3rd. So apparently he wants to just take it easy for a little while before he gets back up on stage again. He is 85 years old, and he can do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, everybody is 80 plus. McCartney turned 82 the other day. Brian Wilson today, 82. And these folks are still going strong.
How does that happen exactly?
80 is the new 30. Old is the new young, Dan.
I felt like I was 12 years old when you played that Beach Boys song to start the segment.
That's why we do it
today. Right?
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Bye.